KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The father of one of the children that died at a nightclub in Chatsworth 25 years ago says his wounds haven't healed.
Don't blame me if I cry today. Don't blame me if I'll cry tomorrow. Don't blame me if I remember. And I remember them lowering the box. But before they lowered the box, I opened his eyes. Then I gave him one look and I kissed my baby.
On this day in 2000, 13 children, the youngest being 11, were killed during a stampede at Throb nightclub when a tear gas canister exploded on the dance floor. They had been celebrating the last day of the school term. 15-year-old Rory Subramani was one of the children that died. His father Lazarus says he went through a dark period after his son's passing.
I myself wanted to die because I couldn't take this, but God gave me that hope. There are days when you go up a ladder a little bit. There are many days you just slip back. You slip back, you go up, you come down. It is so, so, so hard, so difficult. The world is saying 25, I'm saying yesterday. Ask me today, give your life for him, I say yes. Rory, you come back, I go. I'll exchange it anytime. Rory, come back home. Come home, come home. I need you home.
The 69-year-old pastor and former school principal has this message for grieving families.
Think on those things which are good, whatsoever is lovely. Think on the birthdays, think on the wedding days, think on the beach days, the outings. Put all those things in your mind. Come away from there where you can lose your mind. Rory won't want me to hurt myself or my mind or my wife or children, so we want to keep it that way.
And Subramani says he has told Newswatch he was planning to visit his son's grave today and spend the rest of it reflecting on his life with family. Scores of protesters have taken to the streets in Durban against what they're describing as an influx of undocumented migrants in the country. They marched to City Hall to submit a memorandum calling for tighter measures against illegal immigration. They say they are concerned about the increasing levels of crime they allege are linked to undocumented persons. Organiser Jacinta Ngobese says they will continue protesting until government hears them.
This is a fight not just for us right now, but it's a fight for our children in the future.
And we know with every single fight, it has to start somewhere. And we're starting today and we're saying that we're making our voices heard. We talk about Hillbrow, we talk about Point here in Durban, but how many of our politicians would be brave enough to actually walk there as ordinary South Africans do?
And Angola says it's withdrawing from its role as mediator in the conflict in the eastern DRC so it can focus on its presidency of the African Union. Angolan President João Lourenço was named mediator by the AU in 2022 in an attempt to pacify the protracted conflict involving the M23 armed group. The Southern African country took up the rotating presidency of the African Union 2 months ago. Your top story, the father of one of the children that died at a nightclub in Chatsworth 25 years ago says his wounds haven't healed. Follow the East Coast Radio News Watch channel on WhatsApp for the latest local and international news.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins make it 7 wins in a row on Sunday when they beat the Northwest Dragons in their 4-day series match. Will 300 be scored at the IPL this year? I think so. And Thomas Tuchel is hoping his England side can raise their standards tonight against Latvia.